Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Well, we often say on this show that if you really want to fuel freedom anywhere, you unlock and unleash entrepreneurs and small business owners. They drive freedom around the world and right here at home. And far too often, they get overlooked. We always talk about the big Fortune 500 and the big tech companies. But we have to remember that most of those came about because of somebody was an entrepreneur. Somebody was a small business person that had a dream and made that dream a reality, as you can only do here in the United States of America. And one of the important agencies that has a role to play in that, of course, is the Small Business Administration. And we are really pleased to have the Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration actually in the state of Utah today, Dilawar Syed. And welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Bart. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, just tell us a little bit about your role with the Small Business Administration and what it is that we should think about or think differently about when we think about SBA.
Well, I'm, first of all, a tech entrepreneur turned public servant. So I myself have been a small business owner, and it is a privilege of a lifetime to serve at this level as part of the SBA leadership. My role at SBA is to help run the agency. As many small businesses know and many Americans know, this agency really helped sustain our economy during the COVID pandemic, processing almost $1 trillion worth of relief to small businesses to make sure they continue to sustain our economy. In the state of Utah, we have 334,000 small businesses. They're responsible for roughly one out of two jobs in this great state. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure many of those small businesses were served by SBA during this time. You know, Boyd, at this time in our economic recovery, and we've had a terrific last 3 years of a run on the economic front, we have a huge opportunity for us to see this resurgence of entrepreneurship. And my visit here at the state is to help ensure that all communities, all regions know that there are SBA resources they have access to, whether it's loans and grants, and mentorship services to both support new businesses that are being created, but also the ones that need support for the expansion.
Yeah, and such an important thing. I know you're having crucial conversations with the SBA here in the state, as well as with our friends at World Trade Center Utah. And I think that important education process of knowing what's available and how to access the kind of help. I think many, we always say that the small business owners run out of energy before they run out of opportunity. And especially for those maybe in our rural communities who may not think they have access to some of those kinds of things. What's your message to them today?
So first of all, you know, our field office here in Salt Lake City serves the state. And so folks know that they have at no cost access to resources. They should reach out to our local office. If you go to SBA.gov, you can get the address, you can get the phone number and our web presence. And whether you are looking to get advice on your business plan or you're looking to see how you get a loan from a regional bank, there are about 40 plus lenders here that we work with closely. We did north of 1,100 loans last year for a 7A loan. That's working capital loans, roughly $438 million worth of loans that we did in the state of Utah. So again, our teams are ready to assist, to support, and make sure people know how to get access to those financial resources. One of the things that we're feeling, that we are very focused on, is to ensure that we can encourage more smaller dollar lending. Mm. There's been some reforms that we have done at the agency to make it simpler. So if you're looking for a small loan, let's say $50,000 for your restaurant or to buy a small equipment, we've simplified the process. So our lending partners, the local banks that work with SBA can, are if you would incentivize to ensure small dollar lending as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it is often it is that smaller, that lower level lending, if you can simplify that process, can make a big difference. As you mentioned, you've been a lifelong tech entrepreneur. You get it. You know you know how this plays out. And especially if you don't have an army of lawyers or lobbyists or people, you need to be able to tap into networks of people and organizations. And obviously, there's a lot of that happening here in the state. Give us a sense in terms of those kinds of resources that people can access really on a wide range. Sometimes we just think it's about a loan, but there's a lot of other services that SBA provides that I think are really crucial to the success of a small business.
Absolutely. Look, in addition to financing, you need mentorship advice. You need how to grow a business, how to build a business, how to recruit a team. And that's where, again, SBA comes in. We also have a SCORE chapter here, you know, in the States where you can get free advice and mentorship from retired executives. I also want to mention that there is an entire innovation grants process with our SBIR, SGTR process, which you get non-dilutive grants. There were 29 of these grants that were made available to awardees in the last year. So of course, financing is one aspect, but then also getting mentorship around your business and how to grow a business. How to grow your business abroad. I'm sitting at the World Trade Center right now, and they're a partner for us to make sure that small businesses who have an exportable product can tap into the global market. And we invest in these local partners here in the state to make sure that small businesses have access to these local resources as they think about expanding their business in the country, but also abroad.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. That international thing, as we continue to say that Utah is not just a crossroads to the West anymore, it's a crossroads to the world. And finally, I wanted to ask you about your outreach, your help in some of the underrepresented communities when it comes to entrepreneurship and small businesses. What kind of services, what kind of programs and outreach are you and World Trade Center and the local SBA doing in that space?
Absolutely. And that is a huge priority for this administration. Equity is at the heart of the president's agenda, President Biden's agenda, and we've been very focused on that. So a couple of things. One, we have to look at the data and see where we are. And we have a lot of work to do, Boyd, when it comes to making sure that all communities have a shot at succeeding in this country when it comes to their entrepreneurial dream. There are 334,000 small businesses in the state, only 142 Black-owned firms that have employees. 142 firms. We can do better.
Yeah.
And we have the resources. We are in the right place with investments coming into the country to make sure that, no matter who you are, if you're looking to start a business, you have access to the resources. So one or two areas that I want to highlight here is where we're very focused on ensuring that minority entrepreneurs have access, women entrepreneurs have access to resources, is government contracting. There's a program called 8A program that is designed to support all of these communities. Last year in the state, we did $143 million worth of federal government contracts that were made available to minority entrepreneurs who had a socially disadvantaged past. And that's a program that SBA coordinates. You may know this, the federal government is the world's largest purchaser of goods and services. Right in the state of Utah as well, we have federal government contracts. And we want to make sure that these entrepreneurs have access to them as well to help overcome some of the systemic barriers that some in our minority communities have faced.
Fantastic. Great conversations going on at World Trade Center, Utah, and, of course, the Small Business Administration. Really thrilled to have Deputy Administrator Dilawar Syed joining us on the program. So glad to have you in the state of Utah. We hope this will be the first of many. This is an entrepreneurial state and one that really understands the power, the heartbeat, the drive that comes through our entrepreneurs and small business owners. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hour number two of Inside Sources coming up after top of the hour news. Stick around.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.